Wednesday, January 5th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. U.S.-Canadian bilateral trade negotiations are reportedly not going well. They are holding out for what are called dispute resolution mechanisms, like in Chapter 19 of NAFTA, that Mexico agreed to eliminate. They're also not budging on milk. That requires a larger explanation that'll come later. Can Trump get a bilateral agreement with Mexico alone through Congress without Canada? Very doubtful. He says that he will then announce he is withdrawing from NAFTA. We would be back where we started. In his soon-to-be-released new book, Fear, Bob Woodward says that he would have already done that had it not been for White House economic advisor Gary Cohen, who had removed prepared documents exiting both NAFTA and the South Korean trade agreements off the president's desk so he couldn't sign them. No one has denied that account. About the only specific relative to agriculture in the Mexican bilateral trade agreement announced is zero tariffs both ways. That actually will not make some in the United States ag sector happy, who wanted some trade barriers on Mexican tomatoes and beef. I don't see any issue with Mexican pork exports, but the beef people worry about imports. There was also supposed to be agreement not to use biotech trade barriers. In other words, they won't hold us up for growing some new GMO corn variety. AFL-CIO union boss Richard Trumka says that the U.S.-Mexican trade agreement really is not finished, with whole chapters of language needing to be drafted yet. He said that NAFTA needed to be fixed, and that couldn't be done without including Canada in the new agreement. Frankly, he spoke the truth. His union represents 12.5 million workers, and he said that they were withholding support for the U.S.-Mexican trade agreement, which is all that Donald has at this point. Trumka warned that Congress was unlikely to ratify just a bilateral agreement. He then went one step further, saying that Trump policies had not helped U.S. workers. Whatever wage gains that have been seen have been offset by increasing inflation. At this point, Trump's trade war has cost U.S. jobs, which is also working against the grain of his corporate tax cut. Billionaires have got a lot to be thankful for in Trump. Trumka says American workers not so much. Trumka says that the three North American economies are too integrated not to include Canada in any agreement. The AFL-CIO did not like NAFTA one bit, but recognizes how the economy works and what it takes to grow jobs. The union liked the higher minimum wage and 75% North American auto parts content provisions. It is demanding a labor arbitration provision be enacted by Mexico. The more that Mexican workers get paid, the less competitive relative to U.S. workers they become. The union wants to build up rather than tear down. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. The central Midwest has gotten a lot of rain that nobody needed. Usually we get rain up here after the tropical storm or hurricane slams into the Gulf states rather than a soaking before. It looked to me that most Gulf oil production was further west, so it would be missed. So did the oil market, losing another dollar a barrel. Just 9% of Gulf oil and gas productions reportedly shut down and refineries were little impacted. The next storm, however, may be in the Persian Gulf come November. What length will Trump go to in order to enforce his U.S. trade embargo on countries that trade with Iran and buy Iranian oil? A country like China? The IMF is coming to the rescue of Argentina. They sorely need it. The commercial grain trade has come unraveled there. Farmers stopped selling and exporters have had to have physical control of grain before they could register it. Now the government is imposing more export taxes to service the IMF loan. Import costs were soaring in pesos and credit was only available at crushing 60% plus interest rates. There will be a lot of barter. Credit now for delivery of the physical commodity later. There's a lot of risk in that. Bunge lost $1 billion in Brazil in barter trades. The farmers didn't deliver the soybeans. Brazil's Supreme Court voted 6-1 to bar Lula da Silva from running for president while he is in prison for corruption. His Workers' Party will appeal but likely have to replace Lula with another candidate. Lula was ahead in the polls at 40%. The right-wing candidate, Jair Bolsonaro, who laments the good old days of military rule in Brazil, is ahead of the pack without Lula, but with a minority of support yet. They have a runoff election between the top two candidates if no one gets over 50% of the vote. Most rural Brazilian farmers support Bolsonaro. Higher fuel costs in Brazil is likely setting up another trucker strike. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.